Good morning. This morning's shiur is dedicated by Mr. David and Mrs. Malik and Mechel Malik in memory of their parents, Ephraim Tzvi ben Yechiel Michel HaKohen and Elka Bas and Alter Chaim David, Mishal Shehavan Aliyah v'zchus the Talmud Torah Rabbim. This morning's shiur really starts in Hilchos Muktzah and then spreads quite wide to discuss other issues that are not muktzah, and then because of those other issues, it comes back to talk about Hilchos Muktzah again for a different reason, as you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. The next se'if in Shulchan Aruch that we're about to learn talks about hangers. A hanger. In the olden days, they didn't always have a hanger that you buy, five hangers for $3. They sometimes just used a piece of wood. And therefore, if you just use a piece of wood as a hanger, a little twig to lay your clothing on or to hang your shirt from. So is that a kli? Is it not a kli? Is it considered muktzah? Is it not considered muktzah? Is the fact that you hung your shirt on it make it into a kli? So from there we're going to discuss what's going to be the halacha if the clothing is wet, because that's oftentimes when you want to hang something on Shabbos in the olden days. If it's dry, you're going to shlump it. If it's wet, you want to hang it. Oh, but if it's wet, are the clothing muktzah? And that's going to end up bringing us back to the halachas of wet clothing on Shabbos, which is going to bring us to the halachas of clothing in a dryer on Shabbos. And let us begin with a sugya, a one-line sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. Maseches Shabbos, you have some of these sugyas that the entire sugya from beginning to end are really one line. I mean, they're part of a big sugya of muktzah, but as the Gemara presents itself, it's just a one line from beginning to end. That's the entire all there is in Shas that you need to see. Zakh the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Mem Amud Beis, source number one. Amar Rav Chista, Hai Kit Nisa. This Kit Nisa, Mishalfo Lidida Mikanya Shari. I assume Kit Nisa means a ketones, like a shirt. To take the shirt from the kanya, from the stick, that's mutter. Kanya mimena, but to remove the stick from inside that, that's inside the shirt, and take the stick out of the shirt, that's going to be aser. Says Rashi, Mishalfa l'didami kan, kisheshotchin osa l'nagva, when you spread it out to dry it, tochvin kana mi beisyad l'beisyad. You insert a stick from sleeve to sleeve, which is exactly what we do. That's a hanger, right? This is exactly a hanger. Ukshenotla v'shabbos, the way you should remove it is take the shirt off the stick and not vice versa. Don't take the stick out of the shirt, take the shirt off the stick. Why? Because the stick is a stick, and the stick being a stick is muktzah. It's not a ro'i to be moved, it's muktzah. Because what do you do with sticks? What are sticks for? Sticks are used for firewood. That's not a Shabbos sticker thing. And therefore, you have to take the shirt off the stick and not the stick out of the shirt. So what you see from this is if you use the stick, again, we'll talk about a hanger in the next two words of the Gemara, but if you use the stick, the fact that you hung a shirt on a stick did not give it a din kli. And it remains a stick that's omid lahasaka, that's just nothing more for, wow, this is real dedication. Rav said these two gentlemen left a bris and didn't eat at a bris.
You stuck out, man. I thought you were still there.
And then Mr. Brismiel, so they could come to the Shira Shreichem. Wow.
Okay, I had some eggs. I don't want to.
So. So the halacha is apparently you see that just because you inserted a stick into a shirt that doesn't make it a kli, it's still a stick and it's still muktzah, and therefore you have to take the shirt off the stick. However, concludes the Gemara Merava, v'im kli kivaihu, never heard of that word, mutter. Says Rashi, what's a kli kivai? Zakt Rashi, kli kivai, kana shel orgim. It's a weaver's stick. To Torah's kli alav, then shari. So I don't know what a weaver's stick is, but I assume it's something like either a mannequin or a hanger. Basically a hanger. So if you have a hanger, then of course hangers are not muktzah. They have it in kli. They have a specified use, they're designated, and they have a certain shape they're shaped for a specific use, and they are designated for use, so that's a kli, and therefore you will be allowed to take the hanger outside of the shirt, as we always do. You could either remove the shirt from the hanger or the hanger from the shirt, either one. But if you use the stick, it would be the stick would remain aser. Now, that was the Gemara's background for what we're up to. We're up to Siftes Zayin, which is Siman Shin Ches Siftes Zayin. This is what we're up to. Baruch Hashem, we're moving along. We're already a third of the way through the Se'if, and it's only 25 Shiurim. So another year and a half, we'll be done with this Siman, and then another, we only have another 400 Simanim to go. And we'll finish our Chaim.
At this rate, we'll...
Again, I told you, this year is the Chus V'Arichas Yamin. Chaluk, you have a shirt, Shekavsu Oso, that you laundered it. V'Tachvu about Kana Liavsho, and the Shulchan Aruch says you inserted a stick to dry it out. Yachol lishamto, you could remove the shirt, you could pull off the shirt, me'al hakana, from the stick. Aval lo likach hakana mitocha, but you can remove the stick from within it, that's going to be aser. Aser lefi she'eino kli, it doesn't have a din kli, and it's going to be moktza. The fact that you hung a shirt on a stick doesn't make that stick into a hanger, the stick is still a stick, it's still moktza machmas gufo, and therefore... It's muktzah machmas gufa, right? A stick would probably be muktzah machmas gufa, and therefore, even if it's in your way, you still can't move it. Okay, let's think about that for a second. Vim tachva continues the Shulchan Aruch in the next line. Vim tachva bo kli, however, if you inserted a hanger into your shirt, mutal itla mitocha filu malachtul is. Even if the kli that you put in wasn't the hanger, it was a blow dryer. Right? You didn't have a hanger, you hung your shirt on a blow dryer. Blow dryer is a kli shemalachtul iser. You'd still be allowed to move not only the shirt off the blow dryer, but the blow dryer from inside the shirt, because the blow dryer is only a klisha malachtel iser, and it's in your way. You have to get it. I want to put my body inside this shirt, and there's a blow dryer there. I have to get the blow dryer out of my shirt so I can pull that blow dryer out. And
I missed it because I came late. But if you use the stick to, for your shirt to do it in a certain way to dry it out, doesn't that make it not?
Doesn't that make it into a kli? That's a good question. Apparently, the Gemara holds not like you. That's the first line of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara says that if you hang it on a stick, that will not make it into a kli. But if you inserted a kli into the shirt, what we call a hanger, that would be okay. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that just because you inserted a stick, perhaps the reason is that in order to turn something into a kli, using it once for one thing doesn't change it. In order to make a kli, you need hazmana, perhaps la'olam. If you would say, this stick is no longer a stick, it's now my hanger forevermore. Maybe that would be enough. Maybe that wouldn't be enough. Maybe you didn't even have to do a ma'isa. You have a pet rock. You have a pet rock? What turns a rock into a pet rock? What turns a rock into a... what's it called?
Kind of like a rock. It didn't do much. Yeah.
No, if you buy it from the store as a pet rock, then it's
so
a pet
if you designate this rock as my pet rock, or this rock is my...
It's my throwing at the cars rock.
This rock is my...
This is the rock that I throw the cars.
Right, right. Shabbos. So if you're Mazmin, this Erev Shabbos, this is my rock to my Shabbos rock. So you're Mazmin at Erev Shabbos. You're Mazmin at Erev Shabbos. And you designated La'olam Va that this is the rock that you're going to use. Tell me if you know anyone who does that. Then it's no longer going to be, then maybe it'll be Miyuchad La'olam Va. That's the way you're Miyachad a rock or a stick. Excellent question. So that, I think we mentioned about 3 months ago, that if you have a klisha malachta l'isser, and you have a klisha malachta l'heter, and you could easily use that. No, yes, you should use the klisha... Yes, I think if you have an option to avoid using a moving a klisha malachta l'isser easily enough, and it's not out of your way, then it is better to... Yeah.
And not touch the muktzah.
Yes, if you have an option to just easily slip off the shirt from the blow dryer, it's probably better. But if it will be inconvenient, then you can. Yes, I believe that's the case. We had it like Agav a few months ago. Now, this that we've been speaking about is talking about the difference between the stick or the blow or a hanger or a blow dryer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, which is number 3, Tachva Bokana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring us into a new world, and that's going to be, forget about the hanger, the stick, or removing it. What about the clothing themselves that are wet or that are saturated with water? Yesterday, we had a speaker here at 5:45 who had to walk all the way from Herrick to speak here to the women for tea and Torah. And I looked out the window at about 5:35, wow. And it's a 50-minute walk from Herrick. So at 5:35, if you remember, there was a marble, a 10-minute marble, exactly while he was walking. So when he got to shul and his clothes were completely saturated, so if he had to change the clothes here and he'd be able to, you know, switch out to something else, would those clothes, would that jacket be mukta or not? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Number three. When did you stick in this stick before into these clothes that we're handling? Hainu Meir of Shabbos. The Gam says the Mishnah Berurah. It must be that Myri we're dealing with shenisyabesh ktsas mi ba'od yom. It had to have dried a little bit on Friday while it was still afternoon. Dim haya, if it was completely saturated. Dim haya tofeach, if it was moist. Amenas lahatpiach, so much so that it could even
make something else
moist, which is what we call fully saturated. B'ben hashmashos. Asur letaltel hachaluk. Look at the next two words. Kol hashabbos. If on Friday afternoon you have a beged, that's entire, a bathing suit. Correct. You have a bathing suit, or something fell into water on Friday afternoon when Shabbos comes in, it's completely saturated. It's muktzah, even though it dries by Saturday morning. It's completely dry. Demigadis ketzai leben hashmashes. Right. But what's interesting here is that it's a pair of pants. It's a sock. You're walking in your bare feet, and by mistake, you walked into a puddle. You're wearing shoes or slippers, and you walked into a puddle. Your socks are saturated. They're good Shabbos socks. Okay, you'll change them for Friday night. By Shabbos morning, they're totally dry. They're mamish muktzah. They're muktzah what kind of muktzah are they going to be? What kind of muktzah are they going to be?
Malachtel Isser.
Is it going to be Malachtel Isser, or is it going to be like Eitz and Vavanim? Why is it going to be like Eitz and Vavanim? What makes you not be able to use them? The fact that they're wet, or the fact that it's usser to handle wet clothing because you might squeeze out?
Why?
You don't wear wet clothing.
So I separated the pen from my use because of you're not allowed to write on Shabbos.
Right.
That's a cliche melachta le isser. Right? So we have to figure out, why did you separate it? Is it that it's unusable, so it's like Eitz and Vavanim, and it's a Mutzimach Maskufo? And therefore, if you drop that sock in the middle of the living room, and your wife says, why are the socks here? You said, oh, they're wet. And she says, okay, well, don't leave the socks. We have the guests coming. What do you say to her?
You
can't, the socks have to stay there the whole Shabbos, because it's Mutzimach Maskufo. Or do we say, Pikuach nefesh, I understand. But we pointed out, by the way, that even if it would be muktzah, even if it would be klisha malach tala iser, because you're not allowed to move it because you might squeeze out, even then we said that doesn't qualify as makoma, tzorach makoma, right? Just not liking something where it's positioned because it doesn't make you feel Shabbos dick, or it's embarrassing when the guests come, that's not enough to move it, machmas klisha malach tala iser. So either way, you're not going to be able to move that sock all Shabbos long.
The interesting thing about this is that it's something which is on its way, all by itself, becoming...
We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So now let's take a little deviation. Let's move off the topic and get into the sugya of wet clothing. Let's move all the way out of Hilchas Muktzah into the Shulchan Aruch source number four. Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Aleph, it's a very long simen. There's all the way at the end of the simen, Simen Sif Mem Hei. Simen Shin Aleph talks about a lot of different things, but not muktzah. Oh, actually, no, it's a different type of muktzah, I think.
I'm sorry.
I know, I think it's before Hilchas Muktzah. Misha Nashu Kelev Amayim. If you get your socks saturated in water, you walk in a puddle, so you're allowed to continue walking with your wet clothing. Holich Bahem. I don't know, maybe socks are different, but if you get drenched on Shabbos, totally drenched, you're allowed to continue walking in your wet clothes.
What should you do, take your clothes off?
Well, if you're wearing a jacket, yes. I have a t-shirt, tzitzis, shirt, and a jacket on top.
So what's better, to hold it and walk with it, or just take it off? Like, what's your option here?
Leave it somewhere. Leave it somewhere. Okay, either way, it's mutter, so that we don't have to figure out. Velo yishtachem lenagvam. But of course, you're not allowed to spread it out to dry. Uh-oh, it's wet, right? Especially a suit jacket. If you slump it up, you're not allowed to hang it out to dry. Mepnei maris ha'ayin. Because what will people assume? They think that you washed your suit jacket. We don't wash suit jackets, but shloyat shadush, kafsam b'shabbos. If you hang it out to dry, let's at least talk about on the clothesline. If you hang it on the clothesline, then people are going to think you did the laundry on Shabbos morning. chas v'shalom. So you're not allowed to hang it on the clothesline. V'afil b'chadri chadorim, you're going to hang it in your bathroom, in the shower, above the tub, shein shamrom, even there it's aser. Wow. Because we know that maras ayin is aser afilu. Chadri chadorim. Remember, this is Shulchan Aruch talking. Wow, I don't know if I knew this. It's good, I'm reading it with you. V'lo asu.
Tefech
hamanas lahatpiach,
which isn't all that much.
Yeah. If you were in the downpour yesterday, your jacket was tefech hamanas lahatpiach. Yes.
And therefore,
you're not allowed to hang it up in the bathtub.
You're allowed to wear it.
You're allowed to continue wearing it. When you get home, you could take it off and
put on a hanger.
Throw it on the floor in the tub.
Could you put on a hanger?
Okay, I hear that. You could hang it over a chair.
If you put it on a hanger in the shul, the people are going to think that. I mean, is that?
No, that's right? Not. No, that's not a clothes. I know everyone.
You're putting it somewhere, right?
Nobody does that anymore. Therefore, it wouldn't be a Meyer sign fit anymore.
I don't know.
I mean,
if your wife has a delicate blouse or a delicate dress. Who has a? I know one has a line.
But nobody puts over the top.
If you have delicates, sometimes you do. Okay. Velo asru, but keep in mind, this iser of hanging wet clothing is only if you actually do the maisa tliya, the actual hanging. Velo asru, right after the kusamfav. Velo, I'm in the middle of the source number four. Velo asru el shatuchan b'shabbos, only to hang it on Shabbos itself. Avalim shatach me'erev Shabbos kein l'mechubasim. But if you had a thing that came out of the wash, it's wet, and you want it to dry, and you hang it up 5 minutes before you come to mincha, then you could leave it hanging. That's not called marasayin. It'll chayv l'salka b'shabbos. So it's not like, oh, Shabbos is going to be marasayin. People thank you. No, because the maisa of hanging it is where the marasayin, the iser marasayin, is chal. Says the Mishnah Berurah in source number 5, al kain, when we talk about this issue of not hanging wet clothing, even in the bathroom where no one sees, because of Maris Ayin, aluntis, if you have a towel, shemeviyo be'erev Shabbos k'shu lachmi beis hamrech, as you come back from the mikveh and you're carrying with you yourself a wet towel, yishtecheh, make sure you hang it up l'nagva to dry. Mibald yomal, it's still Friday. V'lo yamtinad achar shkia. Let's say you daven by the chasidim and you don't have to go to mincha till later. So shkia, it's already, you have to make sure you take care of your Shabbos, take the things before shkia, you have to hang it up before shkia. Let's say you want this towel tomorrow, or you want these things that came out of the laundry, the washing machine, I should say. You're going to want to wear them tomorrow. There's a pair of, there's an undershirt there, there's a pair of socks that are going to match the suit you're going to wear tomorrow. So you want to hang it and use it for tomorrow. Is that okay? Yes, im hu tzarech lo lemacha letzarech Shabbos yesh lahatcha l'shatcha b'bein hashmashas. Oh, you could even maybe makel and hang it during b'bein hashmashas.
Yeah, but it should be muktzah b'bein hashmashas. It should be
muktzah. Ach sheyizar shelo yischetam. Just be careful not to be sochit.
How can you do that?
B'bein hashmashas.
So why is it right? So isn't this miga this ketzai? We're going to talk about that shortly.
We're talking about
No, I don't think Tzar Shabbos will give you a heter. No, that's just a heter while we're allowing it. It's a gzera d'rabban on shemiyas chetenu. That we're suffek made what? Right, so since it's only a concern, we don't want to handle it. But the Miga Diskutza, if it was real Muktzah, Miga Diskutza wouldn't be taken off Letzara Shabbos.
Okay, but since it's only a Zera.
So therefore, it never. Okay, it's going to. We'll see more. Sif Memvav says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, we're back to the Shulchan Aruch, source number 6. Begadim Hashruyim B'mayim. If you have clothes that were, again, soaked, also Nagim Samach La'esh. You have a radiator. I remember in Washington Heights, we had, in my apartment in Washington Heights, we had a radiator, and that radiator, mamish could get
hot.
Mamish hot. From our apartment building, it could get, during the winter, it could get, the radiator could be,
sweltering.
Certainly if you touch it, it could burn it.
Sweltering in the winter.
Yeah. We used to sleep with our windows open all winter long. Sometimes the air conditioner on all winter long. We didn't have to pay for heating because it's part of the building, but air conditioning we had to pay. So it was.
And you already have radiator in the bathrooms to hang it, clothes.
Oh yeah, you have a hanger, a heater to hang. All right.
Yeah.
So to hang it on that would be aser, of course. Why? Because that would be bishul, right? If you hang a wet clothing on a radiator, that's cooking, literally cooking, because the radiator could be Yad's leather was much less than people think. My body heat is how much? 98.6. What's the, where does Yad's leather spot or possible Yad's leather spot begin? Ramosha says once it's 106, it almost already might be Yad's leather spot, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman, very low. Once it's 106, it might almost be Yad's leather spot. We're already in the realm of avoid it. We're not sure. We're not, if until, but there's a range of doubt between 106 and 160. 106 is 8 degrees more than me.
Yeah,
than
if you're 106, you'd be in the hospital. You wouldn't be.
Right, but if I touch something that's 106, you wouldn't even burn it. And I don't know. If you touch a warm radiator, that could be 120.
I was saying, okay.
So that could already be, what's it called? That could already be Bishel. That's what I'm trying to say. If you bring liquid to Yad's leather spot, that could be Bishel. That's why you can't put a Samach Leish. Says Rama, and this is the main point. But on Shabbos, these wet clothing, osel etaltalam, although we said you're allowed to continue wearing them, but on Shabbos, osel etaltalam, to handle them is osel shema yavol l'day schita. Some gzer d'rabbanon, you might come to schita. V'hu shemakpid al meimav, that's only if you care about the water, I guess, which doesn't really happen. V'osel leilach b'shas mokh shuchal hachlik, of course, you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos in a place where you could slip into water, so that I guess you shouldn't be running on a dock on Shabbos because you might come to soak your clothes and come to Schita. Fine. Okay. Okay. Samach Leish, says the Mishnah Berurah, top of page 2. Source number 7. He makes our point about not putting something in a radiator. You can't put the clothing on an oven where it's Yad's leather. But va'olam nechshon b'zeh. People fall in this area. Because we have radiators, furnaces in the olden days. Shemanichim b'chorif b'godim lachim al tanur cham l'nagvan. You put them on a furnace to warm them up. To dry them. What about if you know that your radiator, you have central air. And during the winter, you have forced air, central air, some other heating system in your house. That doesn't get Yad's leather spot, but it is warm, and maybe there's even air blowing out, so it'll definitely dry your clothes. So are you allowed to put the clothes in close proximity or on that system that you have to dry it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's Makosh Ena Yad's leather spot, or maybe it's the edge of your heaters, then you will be allowed to. Mutal Nagvan. Shalo Yanicham, as long as you don't spread them out as though they're hanging, because that's going to be the different iser that it looks like you're drying. You did a laundry on Shabbos. Va'asel tatlam. What is this iser of handling saturated clothing? Davka kishen nashru b'mayim merubim. That's only if they soaked in a lot of water. Aval kishabal le'mayim muatim. If you just walk through a normal rain and you come home and your jacket, yes, it's wet, but it's lo chashin shi'av l'day schita. Okay. Let's look. Let's skip to the Shulchan Aruch in Source 10. I want to get to the bottom of this story regarding if I have wet clothing on Friday afternoon, the prohibition or the permissibility of being able to handle those wet clothing, or even wear those wet clothing if they dry off by Shabbos morning. Okay, so again, you had socks, you did a laundry right before Shabbos, you came, you're traveling, you got home Friday at 5, you threw in the laundry, you said, okay, my socks won't be great for tonight, but I'll have good, nice socks for tomorrow. And what are you going to do about those socks? They're wet when Shabbos comes in because you use those socks. So we have the highest level of muktzah, which we never, I have avoided speaking about it in the past 25 shurim, called Grogros Vitzimukim. Grogros Vitzimukim is the paradigm of Hilchas Muktzah. Muktzah literally means it's set aside mentally. What's the greatest mental setting aside that you could do? I have grapes. And I have figs, and I want to dry them on my roof. The way it works with drying grapes is that when they're raw, they're delicious, and when they're raisins, they're delicious. But the middle 2 weeks, they're inedible. I put them up on my roof, and they're inedible. A week into the lying on my roof, when Friday comes in, they're inedible. So, of course, they're muktzah. Now, what happens if there's a lot of sun Shabbos morning, and by Shabbos afternoon, a week and a half in, they become fully raisined? and they're completely edible. So that's going to be, since when Shabbos came in, you were completely maktzeh your das from them. You said, I'm not going to have these, so that's going to be muktzeh. And of course, even if it becomes ro'i on Shabbos, certainly if it doesn't become ro'i on Shabbos, it's totally also because you completely separate your mind from ever using them. But even if it ends up becoming ro'i to yes to use on Shabbos, it's still going to be also to reuse even after they do become edible because of fine. Now with that in mind, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, who introduces us this concept of grogos etzimukim. These grapes that you, and dates and figs that you put up on your roof to dry. But the chazuv lo chazuv, on Friday afternoon, they're almost edible. Like if you were starving on a desert island, you would eat them, but they're not really, you know, sun-made raisins couldn't sell it, you know, successfully. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. Oh, so then it depends. It's going to be a little bit more specific. If when Friday said, you know what, I might use these on Shabbos. So what did that intent do that you had on Friday afternoon saying to yourself, I might want to use these? You already said, took away the haktzah, the separation from your mind, and you made them, yes, available to your mind. The azmenei is the opposite of maktzah. So therefore, nafikle, they left the Torah's muktzah, v'ilo. But if you weren't mazmen, then there was still this half-half, you know, normal people wouldn't really eat them under normal circumstances, then it doesn't become permitted.
Hold on.
Let's say they are not edible, and you said, I want to use them. That's meaningless. It's an inedible item. Hazman alav milsa. Yeah, hazman alav milsa. Yeah, what's your question?
What happens if it's valid and you're ready tomorrow? Let's say it's a two-week process.
And the second week.
So what I'm saying there, my question, Shabbos, about the, saying, about the coat. Because my socks, I know beforehand right. They're going to be dry tomorrow.
Right. Let's look at the next source. Look at the next source. Actually, it's not going to be the same thing. It might be the next source. It's not exact, but it might apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, source 11. Kasu haposkin. Amos, I am reading this. Ketzoli ben Hashemashas. When do we say that since it was off limits when Shabbos comes in, then even if it becomes ready on Shabbos, it's still mukta because migud this ketzoli ben Hashemashas this ketzoli chulayoma. When do we say that? Dafka dvarim. Look at the next three words. Shegomro bidei. Excuse me. Gomro bidei shamayim. What do those three words mean? It means you can't control when they will become ready. It's out of your hands. It is a process, a heavenly process that is not in your hands. Whenever it happens, it happens. It's not up to you. You can't make it happen any faster. That's when we say migdis ketzai. Kagam grogros. Deinig marm elai dechom hachama. They only ripen through the sun's warmth. And maybe what might happen, v'shema yihyeh yom, this might answer your question, Rabbi Kanner, v'shema yihyeh yom anan b'shabbos. Maybe it will be a cloudy day, and you're not going to have the drying of the sun. V'asaf taiti manayo, and therefore, you're not going to be able to end up using them. However, aval davash nigmar bidei adam, something that is nigmar bidei adam. What do those words mean? Nigmar bidei adam means that it is within the right when Shabbos comes in, it's muktzah, but it's within the human capacity to make it yes usable. It's in my control, or maybe I live in sunny Los Angeles, where it's during August, where it's sunny 29 out of 30 days, and there's no such thing as a cloudy day, and it's always sunny, it's always hot. So maybe that would be called Gomro Bidei Adam. You're in control. Not that you could change anything, but it's definite that it's going to become ready. You can, either not you do it, but the world around it, the environment, will definitely make it ready. I think that will be your answer. Kagon Tumarim Shinasan Aleim Mayim. For example, you put water on dates, and that makes them soak up and turn into mead, right? Mead. After Bavada Inroim Ben Hashmashes, even though make pickles, right? You pour the pickling solution onto a cucumber right before Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes in, these pickles aren't really edible. The water is not really pickle juice. But by Shalshudis, maybe, again, it probably takes longer, but by Shalshudis, maybe it would be okay. So, Ben HaShemashas, they're not Roy. Lo HaTmar v'lo HaMayim. Lo Kol Tu Tam Tmar. The water didn't absorb the flavor from the dates, didn't turn into mead, and Shiyuru Yilashtiyah v'gam HaTmarim L'Eis Ata Lo Chazyan. Nothing's ready right now during Ben HaShemashas. However, since you know that you are in the control of this process, your pickling solution will impact your mead making activities will make it ready, so you're not misiach das al yom haShabbos sheimuktzim achmaseh, because the habiyadul hashosin ad lamachar sheyakal to tamat tomorrow. Then it would become ready. So with this in mind, if you're in a process, if you set something up in a process that you can make sure that it would be ready, then migadis katsai will not set in. When do we say migadis katsai? If something is not in your control, it won't definitely become mutter. But if you know when Shabbos comes in, that it will definitely become mutter in the middle of Shabbos, and it's in your control to do, then maybe it never had the migadis katsai. Once Itaka becomes mutter, you'll be able to use
but
it.
You have to
with that in mind, we're going to finish up. I know we have to finish up. We're going to go through three tiny one-line tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein that all talk about this shaila of laundry, dryers, washing machines, Friday afternoon. Okay? Halach lemaisa. Begadim. What?
12.
Number 12, the bottom of page 2, Igris Moshe Arachai Chilak Hei, Simen Chav Beis. Sifchav, his paragraph Chavav. I believe that this is in his long list of questions that was asked to him by Rabbi Bodner, who put it in his Muktzah book, the art school English Muktzah book, presented to Ramosha a list of like 30 questions, short questions, but obviously for somebody holding in Hilchas Muktzah, just like one-liners. Very specific scenarios. Ramosha, what do you say? So look at his question. You have clothing that are fully wet. They're moist enough that you can moisten something else. So it's fully wet. Be'er Shabbos. Utvalan tlan al chevel kvisa. And you hung them on a?
Clothesline.
Look at how he spelled clothesline.
Clothesline.
Yeah. Not clothes line. Clothesline. Clothesline. Liavsha bevesis. You hung it on a clothesline to hang it. Imutala harita b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it down on Shabbos? If, when did you do it? You did it in a way that you hung up a sock on Friday afternoon, and a sock, a normal sock, would be ready by Shabbos morning. It's just a sock. It's not like a big, heavy, multi-layered item. Kishbashas tliyas habukad, mahu yiruilin siyabish b'Shabbos. Oh, this is very no-get. Sometimes you go to a hotel. You go to a hotel, you don't have so many clothes with you. And Taka, one of the things that you wanted to wear got wet. So what do? You hang it in that, they have that little clothesline in the shower sometimes. Even a hotel that has those? Tension line, right? That you hang it in the shower. And it's going to be ready on Shabbos. Could you wear this on Shabbos? Says the Rav Moshe. In b'shas tliyas habegon be'er Shabbos, hayu b'ra'uyim b'vadi ligmar hayibush b'shabbos, right? Rabbi Kanner? Hevelay? That makes it, even though it's not your active involvement, but it's the environment that's doing it, but since it's definitely going to happen, kit! It says, though you are in control of this, and therefore, once it dries, it's going to be mutter to use. Achein, however, let's say you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon in the hotel, and you have your, I don't know, you wore your socks in the pool, you forgot to take off your socks. And you jumped in, and you left your socks, you know, on the floor next to the shower, before you jumped into the shower. You didn't hang them on a clothesline. You didn't think about it. Even though they will end up drying on Shabbos over the course of the natural process on Shabbos itself. Wow, incredible. If you take a sock and you hang it up to dry, you prepare it, that means your intent is to use it. When it dries, it will be mutter. If you didn't hang your sock, you left your socks on the floor and they happen to dry, you hear this in Tana? If you leave wet socks, you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon, you leave your socks on the floor in a pile and they're wet because you jumped into the pool with your socks on. Even though they'll be dry by Shabbos morning, those socks are muktzah because clothing that's saturated with water is muktzah because you might squeeze it out. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. Why can't you squeeze out things on Shabbos? What's the imalach of squeezing out on Shabbos? Schita. You know what schita is?
Squeezing
is part of borer or dash.
Squeezing liquid.
Okay, let's look at one or two more applications. Next case, says Rav Moshe, in the same simon at the end of the simon, begadim shenishar b'mechonas hayibush. You left clothing in the dryer. This happens all the time. You leave clothing in the dryer on Friday afternoon during Ben Hashmashas. Ah, even better. Are they moksa? So on Shabbos, let's think for a second. Let's assume there's no electricity. When the dryer's off, taking opening the door, there's no electricity. What about the door? The door is at worst a klisha malachtul iser that's in your way. If you have a klisha malachtul iser that's in your way, that's definitely muktzah l'tzarech makomo. So there's no question of opening up the dryer. What about the clothing that were wet when Shabbos came in? Ah, says Rav Moshe, also l'hachnis begadim l'machon b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to set up a dryer on Friday afternoon because a totally different sugya, because of a rechayim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have a mill run on Shabbos because it's so loud, people think you're working on Shabbos. So if you have a dryer running on Shabbos, people will think you're doing laundry on Shabbos. So you can't even do it on Friday. If you set it up so that it should dry on Shabbos, he calls this muktzah. Interesting.
It's not like putting up your chant.
So he says, right, it's not like putting up your chant, because this makes noise. That's the difference, yeah. Now, besides noise, by the way, when you look outside of a house, you have a pipe that goes to the outside, there's that steam. Yeah. So if you set it up on Friday afternoon, right before you run to Mincha, you're having steam coming out. So is that like Rechaim? There's no sound. Usually Rechaim, the problem is it's a big noise. Everyone hears the mill grinding. You're right. Maybe it's right. I hear that.
Shmas Kol is the same point. You hear it and think it's good. He's doing it
now. I hear. You're right. But he's saying you don't have the right to make up new Gzeira. The Gzeira is Shmas Kol, which is true. Okay. But he's going to clarify this point in the next sif. Says the Ramosha. If you have a clothing in the dryer, are they muktzah v'hine? Let's assume v'hine begadim shenishar bechavana b'machanas hayibush mutul hotziyam mishal Shabbos. Yes, if there is clothing that's left in the dryer, you can take it out. It's mutul to take it on Shabbos. However, v'im shchacham, but if you forgot that they were there, aser. Why? Look at this. Because if you intentionally left the clothing in the dryer, I'm not sure, what's that? Because shehishi b'chavana, when you left them there intentionally, yesh lanu litlos, we could assume b'stama d'lo yobedai to l'asran, eladai to l'ayant im yitztarach yikach asan l'avshan. If you know that they're there, right, it's not like the cleaning lady did the laundry. You have no idea where things are. You did the laundry and you left it there Friday and whatever, you knew it was there and you knew it was there and you wanted to do it before Shabbos so that if you need it on Shabbos, you'll take it on Shabbos. But if you had no idea the cleaning lady did it and you had no idea, then it will be muktzah because it was, put away and not to use for Shabbos. Vim yomar, shemash lo lakham hayom yishum yitiyasu shlo yitzarechlem. If the reason why you didn't take them is because you put it in the wash and you purposely didn't take it out because you didn't want to use them on Shabbos, then it will be muktzah. So how are we coming out? We're coming out that wet clothing is muktzah. If you have wet clothing that are definitely going to dry and you hung them up to dry, they will be mutter in the middle of Shabbos because that's like gamro bidei adam. If it's in the dryer before Shabbos and it's dry, and you wanted to use them, or you think you might use them, that will definitely be mutter to open up the dryer on Shabbos. If you left them drying in the drying process on Shabbos, that Rav Moshe doesn't like using a dryer, even if you put it in before Shabbos, he doesn't like the dryer working. Now, we could argue, if you have a silent dryer, I believe I have a silent, I think I saw, the word says the word silent on it.
Very quiet.
So if you have these silent dryers, then maybe the whole Isser of Rechaim. If you have buckles, it goes clank. If you have undershirts, it doesn't go clank. So if you can't hear it outside the room, that might be okay. Okay, so we should be zochet to be shomer halacha. I wish you all a wonderful July. Be'ez Hashem will continue. Be'eli Neder in August. I'll be away for the next few weeks.